Dr. Jimmy, let me quickly ask you this, or just at least get you to comment on this. What is a stunning thing to me with respect to all of this that we're watching? The president's acknowledgement that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel, the vice president's phenomenal speech 2 days ago before the Knesset. All of this is a revelation of the tremendous understanding on the part of someone or several someones within the Trump administration of the prophetic scriptures, but it's also a revelation of phenomenal courage on the part of our president and vice president. I'd love for you to comment on those two things.
Dave, I do believe that speechwriter that wrote that speech for the vice president was amazing in the biblical knowledge that he had, the understanding of the end time scenario. I would love to meet the man or woman, whoever did it. They were just fantastic putting that all together. But there is a key principle in Bible prophecy over in Revelation 17:17, and it says this, that God puts into the hearts and minds of political world leaders to make decisions that will set the stage for his prophetic scenario to be fulfilled. That's an absolute. It's from Genesis all the way to Revelation. It is happening. God brought human government into existence, and he is using it now to accomplish his ultimate will. So the speechwriters are great. The men, I believe the vice president really knows the Lord, walks with him, has influenced Donald Trump. But I believe God's putting in their hearts of these political leaders to accomplish his will.
Well, Jimmy, I agree with you, and actually Gary and I were just talking while you were answering Dave's comment, and we both made the same comment to each other. In the case of the address that the vice president made, I wouldn't be totally surprised if he wrote a lot of that himself. We'll find out. Actually, I'd like to know, but because he delivered that not as a speech, he delivered that as something almost like a sermon, as we're talking about, that he wrote. And ladies and gentlemen, as Dr. Jimmy DeYoung just said, God puts in the hearts of those in positions of leadership to advance ultimately God's greater plan for the world. And it's ultimately that plan of redemption that was established at the beginning of creation will work itself all the way through the end of time. And it centers exactly what we're talking about, the Middle East, Israel, and all of these nations. I look at a headline right now. It says German leader Merkel says the current world order is under threat. What she means is the current world order is about to change. That's very prophetical.